released, an eclectic mix of tunes with a little history and trivia thrown in. That's Raise a Glass with me, Jim Fisher, Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand, xray.fm.
Waiting for the train to come, the sun was blazing down. We'll catch it on another.
You just heard a live version of Rest of Me by Macy Owen. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm here with Chase. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. We're playing you Indian Vintage, Cosmic Country, Americana, Folk, Rock and Roll, with the occasional Desert Psych every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. And today I'm actually joined by Macy Owen. Her debut LP, Dark on a Sunny Day, is available everywhere. And she's performing at Music Millennium tonight, 6 p.m. And then right after that, she'll be at Alberta Rose Theater performing before Willie Porter. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We're getting you all settled with Mike's noise. We got there.
Beautiful.
You sound amazing.
Thank you so much.
I was like blown away by how good it sounds in there.
Oh, awesome.
Well, welcome to town.
Thank you.
You have a really busy swing around the city.
Yes.
but you're getting a good taste of, like, Portland.
Yeah, I'm getting to see a lot.
I feel like the things that when we have visitors come from out of town, we always want to show them X-Ray. And then we always want to show them a record store.
Yeah.
And a bar that plays, like, you know, indie artists, which yeah. I feel like you're hitting literally.
Yeah,
like,
we played High Water Mark last night.
Yeah. So we got dive bars. You got the whole vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You're from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
How different would you say it's? I've never been to Nashville, but what's your comparison on, like, the greenery of the city?
Honestly, it is just so beautiful here. I feel like I think the South is beautiful in its own ways, but y'all's trees are so tall. It's
crazy,
awe-inspiring.
Right?
Yeah, I love it. And y'all's airport is very pretty.
I know.
We don't have that at home. Our airport is disgusting.
They just redid it, and it's... I was, like, blown away.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed being in an airport for the first time in my life.
Yeah, it's crazy. The inside, like, where you get your ticket or you come out, the roof, like, yeah. with the wood and the, like, live
tree.
Like
a wicker basket.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's really cool. I was, like, blown away. It's very artsy,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense for Portland.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah, that's true. And the trees are really big. Like, if you see a redwood here, and you're like, a tree can grow that, you know, like, that wide, where you don't even cover a side of it. Because in the South, like, a lot of the trees are also ones that change. Like, they're oaks and stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to us that have, like, we have a lot of
evergreen. There's the same
evergreen.
Yeah.
But I feel like, in terms of, like, the colors, it's pretty vibrant there.
It's, yeah. I am excited to be traveling this year and seeing things I haven't seen before because I haven't really traveled too much, but with the release of the record, I've got a busy schedule, so I'm excited to see everything. Like, I've never been out this way before.
Yeah, are you driving up to Seattle? Or are you guys...
Yeah, we'll be driving.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're really... I mean, I think I romanticized tours. I think I was like, oh, musicians get to see the world.
Yeah.
But it's very, like, on the go. Like, even we did, like, just a road trip, and it was,
yeah.
like, you know, you're only seeing gas stations, which is kind of fun also.
Yeah, I mean, there's... I like to see a gas station or two. I mean, we'll have time to go hiking before the show on Friday.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm excited for that.
That's really great.
Mm-hmm.
This whole area is pretty, like, it's insane. It's like Jurassic Park.
I love Jurassic Park.
Your hike's gonna be
Jurassic
Park-y.
I cannot wait.
The thing that, like, amuses me the most about this area, and I'm from the desert, mm-hmm. so it's, like, very different, but it's moss. Like,
oh, yeah.
Moss just growing places is blows
it's like
my
mind. Fairyland.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very like Jurassic Park or Fern Gully.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're driving, like, in the areas that are being cleared to make, like, our wooded items, you
yeah.
know?
To make the airport.
To make where all the streets came from. Anyway, it really feels like Fern Gully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, big machinery moving in. And anyway, yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
How many trees went into making that airport?
Ugh.
Well, your album just came out last week,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's called Dark and a Sunny Day, and that is going to be the next song you're singing.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about the name, why you picked this song for the name of the album, anything?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, honestly, this one, I love this song, but I feel like this is the title track because it had the best name. The name came from a poem I wrote. I write a lot of poetry not really intending for it to be songs, and then when I'm writing a song, I kind of pull from the poetry I've already written, and I had a line in there that was, I go dark on a sunny day, and it felt like a chorus, and it fit with what I was working on, and then the song kind of happened.
I like that. Okay. The name came first.
Yeah. But I didn't know it was going to be the title, but, you know.
It's super fitting for spring to be, like, a mid-spring album release. Any sunny day, but also has kind of, like, that emo, you know.
Yeah, the songs are a bit darker.
Well, when you were writing this song, so you pulled from different parts of the poetry. Are they, like, phrases that fit good together that you start to pull from?
Yeah, when I start writing a song, I don't normally know exactly what I'm writing about. I'm just kind of writing from an emotion. And then as I keep going, like an old idea, I'll be like, oh, I wrote something like 3 weeks ago that is actually super important to what I'm thinking about right now. And then I'll go back and find it. I wrote this song, I think in about 12 hours, I stayed up all night and just, like, really worked it. I kind of taught it to myself as I was learning it.
All right.
Yeah.
It's one of those ADHD, like, tunnel vision art
moments. That's normally how I work when I'm writing.
That's
lots of all-nighters.
That's how I do my art, too. I'm like, yeah. It's where I can think the clearest.
Yeah, and there's nothing you have to do, no interruptions. Exactly. No one you have to get in touch with.
That's true. It's, yeah, for sure, that, like, isolation that can occur in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to play us Dark on a Sunny Day. This is off your debut album, or LP, Dark on a Sunny Day.
Sure thing.
Just heard the live performance of Dark on a Sunny Day by Macy Owen. I'm GJ Lazy Bones. You're listening to Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I've got Chase also with me, and we've got Macy Owen in the studio. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I'll give people a little bit of a recap. You are a singer-songwriter from Nashville, and your LP, Dark on a Sunny Day, just dropped on May 1st. You'll be at Music Millennium tonight at 6 p.m., and then you'll be at Alberta Rose playing before Willie Porter right after that.
Yeah.
So you've got a really busy day. Thanks for joining us.
I'm so happy to get... The more stuff, the better, you know?
Yeah. And being on the radio in Portland's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's important. I don't know how important radio is everywhere, but community stations here, like,
yeah,
people really...
I listen to radio all the time at home.
Yeah.
I get a lot of new music from radio.
It's you know, especially when you have like a, I don't know, music focused,
yeah,
like indie focused, I don't know, all etc. We chatted a little bit about Nashville. I wanted to know how much like your background and how you grew up plays into how you write music.
Yeah, definitely. So I went to a Waldorf school growing up. So that type of schooling is really focused on music and art. So I started playing viola in an orchestra when I was 9, and I still do play, not as much as I should, but and then my parents always had a piano in the house. My dad is a songwriter, and he taught me how to play guitar when I was around 13. Once I started getting into classic rock and stuff, I really wanted to learn.
You're like, the viola is not cutting it.
Yeah.
Although I feel like if you're the person who's on the viola or fiddle now, like if you're performing live,
mm-hmm.
and you see a band and they just randomly have one of those, you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're all excited to
hear
it.
My friend Andrea Morgan accompanied me last night on the fiddle, and I was so blown away. I'm like, I have to go home and relearn this instrument, and,
yeah,
because it is literally the coolest thing ever.
It's so fun. It's like, or horns. Like, if someone has, yeah, like, a random horn brought
in. Like a sax or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't know, it's just like this juxtaposition of, I mean, I know fiddles are really popular in country, obviously. But
it's still so impressive, though.
Yeah.
To really be able to play it.
Yeah. And seeing it in person is, like,
mm-hmm.
wild. I feel that way about most instruments, though. I played violin a little bit as a kid,
yeah,
but now I'm like, I don't even know how, like, he'll just walk around the house writing music or,
yeah,
like, singing a song about our cat.
Aww.
And I'm like, how do you do, like, how do you know what to do?
That's funny.
Well, it sounds like you were kind of born to do this.
Yeah, it feels like that. You know, it's weird because I kind of told myself I couldn't write songs for a very long time, and then all of a sudden I just got this burst and I wrote so many songs at once and it just never stopped. And I don't really know like what happened, but all of a sudden the music and the poetry just kind of combined.
Nice.
Yeah, but they'd been separate most of my life. I think I wrote my first song that I kept when I was around 16, and I'd been playing for a while at that point, so.
I could definitely see how that helps and influences your songwriting. I mean, a lot of poetry could be songs, but the fact that you do kind of separate them too,
yeah,
and combine them in a different way is,
yeah,
really interesting.
You have to kind of blend them to the format, I feel like.
Yeah. Do you, well, you're going to be playing more of your music.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a favorite song on this LP?
Probably God Fear.
Okay. We're closing, that'll be our fifth one.
Yeah, we'll be doing that a little later.
Do you find it addictive to, like, finish writing a song?
Yeah, it's a huge high, honestly.
Yeah, like, I can see that.
If the song is not done, I cannot focus on anything. I cannot do anything. Like, if I have to go to work or something while I'm in the middle of a song, I am going to do a terrible job at work. I'm going to try everything to go home early.
Yeah.
Because I need to get the song out of me.
That's interesting. Okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could definitely see how it's, that high becomes like, I just need to do this again. I just need to do this again.
Yeah, I just need to get it out.
This next song is On My Way Down. Can you tell us a little bit about the background of this song?
Yeah, sure. I wrote this song in, like, an hour, which is very unusual for me. I was doing one of those things where I didn't have anything to do, so I was just recording myself, like, I guess jamming, just improvising. And then I sang the chorus, and then I immediately stopped the recording and was like, oh, maybe that was something. And then I kind of realized immediately that it was one specific night that I was writing about, and that also normally doesn't happen. And so I was able to just, like, I wrote, like, a whole journal entry about the night, so I was able to just go right back to it and pull stuff from it and write the song pretty quickly.
Amazing. Can't wait to hear it. Here's On My Way Down by Macy Owen.
I can't see where I'm going.
Just heard On the Way Down by Macy Owen. That's off her latest EP or LP. EP. Anyway, it's called Dark on a Sunny Day, and she's in the studio with me. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. You listen to Wildflowers and Weeds. Thanks again for being here.
That was On the Way Down.
Yeah, that was On the Way Down.
Oh, the LP's that called that.
Yeah, that's no, it's called On. Yeah.
That's
my song bad. Is On My Way Down. LP is called Dark on a Sunny Day.
That's my bad for trying to correct everybody then.
Oh, good. You're doing great.
Yeah. Thank you. We need to do the air horn for you. Burr, burr, burr.
I don't deserve it yet.
Yeah, okay. He always likes to fit in an air horn at some point. So
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. You got any shout-outs you want to do?
Yeah, actually, I've got 3 shout-outs. We'll shout out Charlie Anderson, Andrea Morgan, and Jordan Day for being on this tour with me.
I hope they're listening.
I really hope they are. I think they're record shopping right now.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know where you're going to hear the radio. That's amazing. So we talked about your tour, your little mini tour of Portland and all the places you're going after. Or not all of them, but a lot. So you're playing tonight at Alberta Rose with Willie Porter, your opening. Mm-hmm. And then you are at Music Millennium at 6 p.m. today.
Yeah, doing a little in-store performance.
So you've hit, and then you played at Highmark yesterday. So you've hit, like, kind of bars, local places to hear music. You've got a record store in there. You got the radio in there. But where are you eating?
I think it was Fleur de Lis. They got me a ham sandwich this morning.
Okay.
It was good. And then we ate at my father's place last night because the show got done so late. And they had an interesting vending machine.
Yeah. That place is great for, like, a bit, like, a greasy, like, we don't have Waffle House.
I got a
house,
very large so. Burger, and it was like Waffle House.
Yeah, we don't have them up here, so.
No way.
Yeah, and that's, like.
Oh, that's crazy.
I would say the portions are huge there also, which is really nice. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, like, Portland's such a foodie place that I always want to hear where people are eating.
Yeah, I feel like as of, like, today, I'm mostly just trying to find time to eat.
Yeah.
Like, I think I have a grilled cheese from this morning that I'll eat in between soundcheck and Music Millennium.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have, like, not a ton of time between. You've got a little between us and Music Millennium.
Yeah.
But you'll be, like, go, go, go. Mm-hmm. That's cool that you'll be there. Are you going to, do you have like physical albums out?
Yeah, we've got LPs, we've got CDs. I have a 7 inches made of my first single that came out on Tompkins Square.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you'll be signing
and
are playing, which is...
Yeah.
I love seeing artists at Music Millennium. It's so... Have you been there yet?
No, I haven't. My friend sent me a picture of the window with my name in it, though.
Oh, amazing.
I'm so excited to go by and see it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, there's sometimes, like, super big acts that show up there.
Cool.
And it's so small inside. It's not small. It's a really big record store. But, like, the place where you're playing is upstairs. And it's, like...
Oh, cool.
Kind of... It's so intimate and cool.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's a great experience. So, that'll be... I mean, people have 3 opportunities now and then 2 more. And then you'll be off to Washington.
Yeah, we're playing at Big River Grill in Stevenson.
Are you doing anything in California?
Yeah, I have a show with Jordan Day at Little Saint in Healdsburg on May 14th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how long is your tour?
We'll head back after that show.
Okay. That's a good little, like,
it's a good little, it's like West Coast. Around 2 weeks, little West Coast run.
That's amazing. And, like, being here in spring is
so beautiful.
It's like mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't believe I live here. I'm like, oh my god, roses. Like,
yeah,
just our wildflowers.
Here now, and I've only been here for 2 days. Like, it's so nice.
Our nephew was with us for 8 days, and he's in like southern Alabama, and he was like, did not want to go home.
Yeah,
he's like, can I find a job? Like, what can I do here? Do it all.
Yeah, anything, everything.
If as long as you get that opportunity. Well, you grew up and you're based in Nashville. Do you ever see yourself leaving that area?
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to stay in one place my whole life. But as for the time being, it's very convenient. I play a lot of shows around town. I'm close to my family. My sister's in college in Murfreesboro, which is like 45 minutes away. So it's nice. It's nice to be close to family.
Definitely. Also, it's such a... Like, Nashville, because it's such a popular place for people to visit, there's, like, no layovers.
Yeah. Like, it's a good place to fly out of.
So it's, like, convenient. And it's, like, in the center.
It is.
Totally.
Almost,
but, yeah. Know, like, I don't know. It feels like it's in the center. Yeah, it definitely seems like a great, like, base camp.
Yeah, it's been good to me so far.
Yeah. It's got to be a cool place to be raised.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. When I was a kid, I feel like my dad played out more shows and stuff. And it felt more music-oriented when I was a kid. It's a little more, like, commercialized, or a lot more commercialized now.
Yeah,
But there's still, like, hole-in-the-wall places that you can go where you're not going to encounter tourists and stuff. And it's just people playing to the people who live here and love those places.
And you'll have to keep those a secret.
Yeah.
Got to gatekeep.
Yeah, just a little bit. Give them enough business to keep them afloat, but
yeah.
I don't want them overrun.
Right?
I don't want them to last forever.
Austin kind of felt like that way to me growing up. We used to spend a lot of time in Austin. And then probably, the last 10 years, it's crazy. I'm sure they feel that way.
I've
like,
heard that.
Portland, too. Some, you know.
I feel like everyone feels that way.
Yeah.
I love Austin. I go fairly often with my dad. We play sessions on Mary. In Austin, like, he plays maybe every 6 months out there, and I usually come with.
Nice. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. The hiking out there is lovely. The food is always good. I have some friends there.
They have, like, access to so many rivers,
or
that are ice cold. Which
yeah.
It gets so hot there.
It does get so hot.
I feel like everywhere has some beauty to it.
Yeah.
Like, every city is cool in its own way.
Yeah.
But ones that are, like, super based around music are always, like, eventful.
And Austin has a beautiful music scene.
Yeah.
People actually come out for the love of it.
Yeah, you
Even
can go
Even in Nashville,
anywhere.
It's a lot of people coming out to network and to make connections and stuff. But in Austin, I feel like people are there because they love music and they just want to see it and experience it.
Yeah, yeah. And everywhere you go, you can hear someone doing some type of show.
Yeah, literally.
I feel that way about Portland a lot of times. Like, any coffee shops will have shows. And
yeah.
That's what I loved about Austin when I was younger, was that, like, I could go to a restaurant underage and see somebody just playing on the, you know, on the ground with you, not even like on a stage. I feel like Music Millennium is definitely going to have that vibe for you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Well, you're going to be playing us some more music. Is Letters off of...
Yeah, I picked all songs from the record.
Perfect. do you want to tell us a little bit about this song?
Let me think. The guitar part for the song was originally part of another song that I had written, which I later scrapped because I thought it was just... It just wasn't a good song. And I started having reoccurring dreams of going to Montana, and the guitar riff popped back in my head because for some reason it sounded a little bit Western to me, and I don't think that's actually the case. I think that's just a random affiliation in my mind. But then I started thinking about, I guess, being in love and how, like, nothing would ever be good enough. Not in, like, a sad way, just in, like, a blatant way. And so then I was trying to describe to myself, like, if I were to be in love, what would it have to be like? And that's where the, is it a chorus? I guess it's a chorus came from. My song structures are always a little strange. I would call it a chorus.
If you do it more than once.
Yeah.
It's a chorus.
We'll call it a chorus for the sake of it.
Well, okay. So you've got dreams, Montana. Have you been to Montana?
Yeah. I actually, after I had all of those dreams, I went to Montana like month after that and went hiking for a week straight. And it was glorious.
It looks like the craziest state. Like,
yeah, and it was nothing like my dreams. It was so much better.
Nice. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like your music would be a hit in Montana.
I really hope to go back and play there sometime.
Like, I've heard that, like, people show up for shows and
stuff,
which is fun. Because I would like that cowboy life.
Yeah. I used to ride horses when I was little, and I haven't been on a horse since I was probably, like, I don't know, 13, and I miss it so much.
I know, as adults, when there's, like, less and less opportunity to get on a horse.
Unless it's also just painfully expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, or else you're shelling out, like, a ton of money to do one of the, like, guided tours.
Because when I was a kid, I would work in the barn, and I'd get paid, like, $2 an hour or something, but I'd get, like, a free summer of, like, riding lessons or something, or trail rides.
That's a really good
trade-off. It was a great deal.
I grew up with, my best friend had horses, and her parents, like, hated to put the saddles on for us because they were lazy, and we just tell us to go bareback riding.
Oh, I love riding bareback.
So, like, that's all we did all summer with, like, harnesses, sometimes we would put, like, a saddle blanket on, but that's, like, if you're really wanting to risk just, like, falling off completely because it starts to get slippery.
Yeah.
But true. I miss it a lot, too. And I think about, I'm always like, how do I do this now? As an adult, like, how do I get access to horses?
For real. I need to move to the country and make friends with some neighbors, I think.
Totally. I feel like you don't have to go too far in Nashville. Just have to keep...
I don't know. It's all very, like, rich race horse type of vibes, I feel
like. Oh, yeah. You might have to summer in Montana.
I really might.
Well, here's Letters. That's a great...
Actually, oh, no, I have to go back to Montana.
It's a great snowbird plan when it gets too humid in Nashville.
Straight up north.
Straight up to north.
All right. Sunday morning.
Can't you see the light as it's leaking through the cracks? I crave a company so sweet it makes my teeth ache. I crave a kind of love so dark it makes my bones shake.
You just heard Letters, that is by Macy Owen off of Dark on a Sunny Day, her latest LP that just dropped last week, or your debut LP.
Yeah.
Which is so exciting.
Yeah.
And you're on a mini tour, mm-hmm. a little West Coast tour, I should say. It's not very mini. You have a lot
going on in a short span of time, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here. We had Billy Joe texted in saying they also were shocked by how beautiful Oregon or Portland was when they moved here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so you moved from Florida.
Very different.
Oh, hugely different.
All the trees are just so different.
Yeah, it's like the size soul quieting.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
I've told this story before, but I had cataracts before I moved here. And so, like, I didn't, and I was a painting. That's what I did for my bachelor's degree. Yeah. And then I got them removed when I was 29. I had them for over 15 years because they have to be, like, ripe enough for your insurance to pay to remove them.
Oh, okay.
And mine grew, like, around my pupil.
Whoa.
So they wouldn't remove them until I was, like, 29 and moved.
That's insane.
And then that was in Phoenix, and then I moved here, like, a month later, and I, like, cried every 5 minutes because, like, all the colors. Like, I didn't know I wasn't seeing colors. Like, in April, we have, like, these tulips that come up that are, like, red and yellow, and they're, they, like, swirl. Each petal has, like, swirls of yellow and red. It's like, is this real? Like, am I in a dream? It felt like Willy Wonka. Like,
yeah.
Everything was magical.
Well, all the parks I've driven past and just, like, the little gardens that are set up in people's yards and stuff. It's just breathtaking.
It's so cool. The Portlanders love the park.
Yeah. Like, I can tell they're so well taken care of.
In Phoenix, parks probably don't get visited for,
most
like, the whole
summer. Most of our Nashville parks are heroin needles.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but most of them.
Which is... That's so sad.
It's, yeah.
And I know it's like a problem everywhere. I'm not going to say we don't have similar areas.
Yeah.
But come on, city parks.
Yeah. It's like, nice when they're beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here. And you have a few hours between us and Music Millennium at 6 for your next performance. So you probably could get some park in. At least look at a park.
A little bit. Yeah, I'll look at one.
And then you'll be driving over to Alberta Rose Theater to play with Willie Porter tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And your LP just came out, and it's available everywhere.
Yeah.
Where's the best place to get it?
Where? I think, like, most local record stores should carry it, but you can also get it straight from Tompkins Square on Bandcamp. Yeah, you can get it really anywhere if you just search Dark on a Sunny Day.
Going
Maisie Owen.
To a store and buying the thing. And then being able to own it forever. Yeah. Where, like, as opposed to... I love streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I don't use streaming services, because I definitely do.
It's so
do.
Nice to have a record collection, though.
Like, we don't own any of that.
Yeah.
Like, it could just go away tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's, like, owning that physical analog copy is so... I don't know, there's just something different about it.
Yeah. No, I just recently started my record collection. I got a record player for my birthday, And I was just buying albums that I listened to all the time on streaming services just because to have them. I just wanted to keep them.
This is a good time to start a record collection.
Yeah, it really is.
You can get a lot of new stuff. Everybody likes to put their stuff out on record, mm-hmm. so it gives you that opportunity to, like, own something analog.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, the... Having, like, a lazy Sunday where you're just putting records on all day.
Yeah, or putting a record on when you make breakfast.
Makes things, like, way more romantic, like, more like a book.
It really does. And it's, like, listening to a record can be an activity, but, like, it's different than putting the album on, like, Spotify. If you put the record on, you can sit down with, like, a cool glass of water and just, like, listen all the way through, you know what I mean?
And you have to flip it.
Yeah, so you don't have to do anything else. Engaged. You can just be very present.
It's totally true. We like to... do no drive Sundays where we listen to whatever records we bought that week and then we don't leave the house.
Nice. I love that.
Do like a late brunch. And,
yeah.
It does make things more like a song, like a country song actually.
Yeah.
Now I've listened to your stuff on the LP and now I'm hearing you doing like, you know, stripped down set.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's more stripped down, it definitely has like a... kind of like a gothic undertone, you know, like mootiness underneath. I love it.
Thank you.
It's a great album. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy with it.
It's nice to have like something out.
Yeah, no, it's so good. I love being in the studio. I loved working on the record. Yeah.
What are your plans for the summer after this little tour? I guess this is still spring, but
still spring. Well, this summer, I've got a lot going on. I've got some dates in New York, so that's all. Everything's cool. On my website, so it's just MaisieOwen.com. I'm going over to London for a week, and I've got some dates over there.
That's crazy.
I know. I've never been off the continent before, so I cannot either. Wait.
That's insane. I'm so excited for you. I've heard that, like, people in, like, the UK love country music.
I've heard that too, country and folk and all that. And I love listening to British folk, so I think it'll be just an all around great experience.
It seems, I don't know, magical. Like, that's my only word. I watch,
well,
like...
Well, just that everything's so historical, and, like, we don't really have as much of that over here,
Yeah, it's
like.
Crazy.
Like, they still have cobblestone roads. How cool is that?
You might be at a bar that's, like, 400 years old or something crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
There is a really old bar in, like, New Orleans. It was, like, one of the first bars.
Oh, yeah.
And our friend took us there, and it literally is, like, brick, like, a brick structure with, like, an old fireplace. And I was like, this feels old. But also, like, how creepy.
Yeah.
All the things that have happened there.
Oh, yeah. God.
But speaking of God, your next song is God Fear.
Yeah, it is.
Now, this one you said was your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
I just love playing it. The guitar part is really fun. It is I think it's a little different from the other songs on the record. I'm not sure really, like, how it came to be. It was one of those things that just happened, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Recording it was really fun. We actually used the first take. All the way through, as, like, what you hear on the record is my first take.
Oh,
as
amazing.
Soon as I sat down in the studio, like, no anything. That is
That's
it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My pre-recorded shows, usually we do those at home, and then Chase edits them.
Mm-hmm.
And how meticulous you can be to mm-hmm. edit something. I've seen and I've talked to, like, artists in recording things over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
That's crazy that it's your first time.
I know. Like, I normally am very, very much a perfectionist when it comes to being in the studio. I want to get one take all the way through that's perfect because it's going to be, like, the take of the song forever. But we did the first take and it just felt like the one. And I love the track on the record.
That's great. When everything hits right.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, this is God Fear.
Are you looking for a God in someone else's eyes? He's in Fender's dark and shining, don't look so surprised. Fever dream on Sunday, Saturday, Friday. masquerading sweetly when you come around. Fever dream on Sunday, Saturday, Friday. You learn the rules, still we do it nowadays. I don't wanna hear that echo.
That was a live performance of God Fear by Macy Owen. That is off her debut LP, Dark on a Sunny Day. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm here with Chase. We're in the X-Ray studio with Macy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's been so good to hear you play live. I feel like if y'all like that, she'll be at Music Millennium tonight at 6. And then right after that, she'll be at Alberta Rose Theater with Willie Porter. So you can pick your vibe. Or you can pick both.
Yeah, pick both. We love a pick two.
Yeah, I feel like both, all three are such different experiences probably for a listener.
Yeah, I'll probably change the setup a little bit just for my own sake. Just to have fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Will you be playing alone tonight at Music Millennium?
Yeah, so we'll be playing alone at both shows.
Okay. I feel like the environment plays a lot into how you listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So Alberta Rose, that like vibe of being in a theater is going to be like...
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've seen pictures of the place online, but have yet to see it.
Anywhere that's seated, I'm all about these days.
Yeah, I'm like a good listening room.
Especially for singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing, you know, like country's kind of my favorite genre to see. And so like having a seat and just hearing someone play on guitar...
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quality time. Well, your LP just came out, Dark on a Sunny Day, and you just played us one of your favorite songs off of it.
Yeah.
That guitar really is beautiful.
Thank you. I can see why
that's fun for you.
Yeah, it's kind of like glittery, I feel like.
Yeah, and it's got these like very strong, like serious undertones,
mm-hmm.
and then the playfulness. I don't know. Beautiful combination.
Thank you.
So other than we already did some shout outs to the mm-hmm. people on this tour with you, are there any shout outs you want to give for the LP that just dropped?
Yeah, it was produced by Robin Eaton, and he was so great during the whole process. He made me feel really comfortable in the studio. I loved working with him. So yeah, Robin Eaton and Josh Rosenthal of Tompkins Square for picking up the record and putting it out. That was like the coolest thing ever. And my manager, Rob Bleetstein, for putting me in contact with Tompkins Square. There's been a lot of people involved that have made it all happen.
It's nice when those, like, handshakes, all everything just works out.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like happened. I feel like I got really lucky.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that's not always the case. That's yeah. for sure. Well, all, I mean, yeah, hearing that it's picked up on any labels, like, a big,
and that's the label's big, really cool, too.
It's amazing. Congratulations on all that.
Thank you so much.
This is a big, like, accomplishment and a lot of, like, time and effort. Did you, was the recording studio in Nashville?
Yeah, Club Roar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We gave them a head, whoever's going to Nashville next.
Awesome.
Give them a little.
Oh, yeah. It's a great studio. It's beautiful. Cool for photo shoots, video shoots, everything. I've done both of those there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if a, I don't know, recording studios with cool vibes. Like, there's one in, we want to check out, and we don't need to record anything.
Yeah.
But it sounds so cool that I want to see it. But we had a couple friends who recorded there. I think it's in, it's either in Birmingham or Montgomery.
Okay.
He can't remember either. And it's in an old school. Like,
oh,
a guy
beautiful.
Converted, like, an old southern school into, like, a place where you like you stay there for the however long.
Oh, that's
there's, like,
awesome.
Bunks and stuff. Yeah, I was like, yeah, the whole, that all sounds super intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Just from, like, a design
mm-hmm.
point, too. Like, I want to see how it is.
Yeah.
Well, all right, you're going to be playing us one more song.
Mm-hmm.
It all ends the same.
Yeah.
Which is a great ending for the segment.
Thank you. I felt it was fitting.
And people can find your LP everywhere, but it'll be at Music Millennium.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it signed, people. Macy
oh, yeah.
Owens in town.
I have horrible handwriting, and I love to draw on things.
Perfect. I feel like, I know, I don't know anybody with really good writing. I feel like
yeah,
these
when
days.
I meet people with good handwriting, you know that they really worked at it. And it's
yeah.
It's disconcerting.
I was like a painting student. My handwriting is so bad. My mom would be like, why did I send you? You can draw a
That's
person.
Funny.
Why can't you write your name? I'm like, I don't. I'm sorry. And she'd have me do the Christmas cards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you asked.
Yeah.
This
sorry.
Artist graced the page. I don't know. Well, all right. You're going to play us your last song. It all ends the same. Where can people keep up with you best? Is your email or
I have
website?
An email list on my website.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's maisyowen.com, maisyowen.com. And then I'm on Instagram. Like, I update Instagram, like, probably daily. So that's maisy0wen.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
Little switch up.
Yeah, because someone else had the name Maisie Owen.
Which, but it seems really unique to me.
Yeah.
When someone else has it, you're like, really?
Yeah, someone else had that username. I was like, who are you?
That's, yeah.
I'm like Czechoslovakia or something.
Some other countries yeah. you can't even ask.
Yeah.
Or you could, I guess. You can make friends.
Yeah, I'm used to this username.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Yeah, it makes it fun.
I'm pretty findable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even if they search your name, they should be able to. That's
yeah, definitely. Power of Google.
Right. And then you can get, like, a sneak peek of what you're wearing each show.
Yeah.
Etc. Well, you can, if you all are interested, you can catch Macy at Music Millennium tonight at 6 p.m. Right after that, Alberta Rose Theater with Willie Porter. Amazing, like, little spring West Coast tour you're on.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll be posting photos of your hike in Washington.
Oh, I definitely will.
I can't wait to see what you pick up on or how it impacts your next songs.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know? Because this area is for sure unique.
It's very inspiring.
I hope somehow it trickles in. You'll have to.
I bet it will.
The next album and you come through.
Yeah.
We'll discuss it then.
Be Portland themed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll hold a Portland album. You never know. It could happen.
All right.
Here's It All Ends the Same by Macy Owen. This is Wildflowers and Weeds, X-Ray FM.
She said it all ends the same. Whoa, boiled down and dried up. She said it all ends the same. She said